You're at work radio every day, 9 to 12, only on KC 107.7.
Welcome back. You're tuned to KC 107.7. And this, of course, is KC at work with me, Ingrid. And it's you and I till just around about 12. Well, as promised, I have my guest, Professor Werner Metz, in the studio with me. Good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning.
And
good morning to everybody listening. Very well, thank you. It's great to be here.
So you're fresh after the launch last night?
I'm fresh, and I've got a cup of rooibos tea, thanks to you. So well, now I'm really refreshed.
Okay, well, if it helps, then it's good. I just also want to say welcome to Elaine, which is Professor's wife. I don't know if she wants to say hi to the peeps.
Hello, yes.
Okay, there you go. So she's just joining him in studio. Professor, you are a professor at the anesthesiology department at the Pennsylvania State University with a vast list of credentials and degrees behind your name. How did you come to do the fiction?
Yes, so of course, as an academic professor, I've written a lot of academic treatises, articles, etc., book chapters. But ultimately what I decided that I really liked was to actually write. And so I've written two books for the lay books, basically, for people interested in anesthesia history, etc. And then ultimately I decided I'd like to do fiction, really tell stories. And so I went through a master's in fine art and creative writing, and from that, these two novels, which are actually sequel novels, were created over the last 2 years.
All right. Can you just give me a little bit of feedback on your first novel?
Yes. So the first novel is called Immorality Act, and it is situated in Cape Town in the 1960s, when love across the color bar is a criminal offense punishable by imprisonment. And here, John Terreblanche, a police reporter seeking redemption, tells the story of a Khoza nurse, Prabhas Madiba, a Dutch doctor, Willem Janssen, and a Malay prostitute, Maya de Koning, who engage in a passionate love triangle in the shadow of the Sharpeville massacre as South Africa lurches towards a republic. So it's a very important historical event, and of course the Immorality Act. And that's what the first novel was. And then I go into the next novel, having some of the characters move on into the next novel.
Okay, yeah. That is great. So the next novel is called Truth and Conciliation. What is it all about?
Yes. So as a historian and a doctor, I wanted to write a fictional story about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which was, of course, held here under the auspices of Bishop Desmond Tutu after Mandela asked him to do that, which was held, of course, in South Africa from 1996 to 1998. And because this was a next pivot point in South African history, a time where the country could have turned to civil war, but instead, of course, ultimately became the Rainbow Nation. And this is the reason why I have depicted the rainbow on the cover of
beautiful,
the book, with a relief or a pictogram of Table Mountain behind it. And so I chose to write this story from two opposing perspectives, the black and the white. And so I created two characters. The first, Thembisa Dlamini, who is a budding Khoza police detective, and Pieter Maree, who is an Afrikaner doctor who first meet over a murder investigation on Signal Hill and then begin a tenuous relationship during the two TRC hearings that were held in Cape Town in 1996. Now, both of them have suffered from South African violence and have lost loved ones. Thembisa in the Soweto riots of 1976 and Pieter in the Angolan border war. And so ultimately, the novel's outcome hinges on whether a deadly crime committed during apartheid era will bring Thembisa and Pieter together or split them apart, and poses Bishop Desmond Tutu's assertion that telling the truth will set you free.
definitely. There's a kind of romance also going along in that novel as well.
There is a romance going on in that novel. In fact, there might be two romances going on in that novel.
Absolutely great. So what message do you hope readers will be able to make from your novel?
I think the most important message is the message that Bishop Tutu wanted to get across, and that was forgiveness, that we must forgive, and we must try to forgive, but we must never forget. And so that's probably the most important message. And the book ultimately is it speaks to the power of forgiveness. It speaks about love and loss and betrayal, and also in the end, hope. The book ends on a very hopeful note, particularly with regard to the romance.
That's great. You have long admired Archbishop Desmond Tutu. So tell us about it and why.
Yes, he was just a remarkable man, of course, and I was privileged early on in 1982. I was practicing as a doctor at Edendale in KwaZulu-Natal. And he held a town hall, and first time I had the opportunity to see him live. And of course, this was a time, the apartheid era, when Bishop Tutu was being vilified in the press because of his appropriate anti-apartheid stance. So when you read the newspaper, you think you're going to come across somebody, maybe a vicious preacher, but he was such a magnanimous man. And of course, as you know, he used humor really to soften circumstances for everybody. It was just amazing being part of an audience and feeling how he was trying to unite people, irrespective of color, of course, which is just a fantastic feeling to be part of.
True.
Since that, I've always had a great admiration for the man.
Oh, that's absolutely great. So according to the information that we have, the book pays homage to Mac Dupree, reportage on the TRC hearings, and to those who shared their testimonies.
Yes.
A little bit on that?
Yes, so as you may know, or listeners may know, between 1996 and 1998, the South African Broadcasting Corporation produced around 94 Sunday evening videos produced by Mac Dupree about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission hearings live. And they were harrowing in the extreme to see for anyone. And this is why I also pay homage to all those people that would willingly come out and tell their truths, and in a heartrending way, of the people that have been traumatized, killed, murdered, etc. And so from the research on this, I then created a fictitious story, which kicks off, or in the second chapter we go to an actual hearing, and this fictitious person, Promise Madiba, relates of her happenings that brought her to this particular hearing in Cape Town, in Bellville in Cape Town at that time. Yes.
Okay. So, Professor, how long did it take you to go through all the footage and then put it all together to write such an emotionally charged drama?
Yes, well, about 2 years. It takes about 2 years.
Sure.
Yeah. And of course, you have to do a lot of initial viewing, and then you have to figure out, because I wanted a medicine-based story, because I'm a doctor, so I wanted something around a medicine component. And so the story takes you to where many medical doctors were implicated in false certification, perhaps, of prisoners' outcomes, saying that they died because they slipped down stairs rather than that where they were unfortunately tortured. And so that's the centrality of the system. And I wanted to convey what I was really interested in conveying is, how is it that one man can torture another? How is it that we can so dehumanize another person? And I think this whole process of the Truth and Reconciliation was making us all human, rehumanizing, from dehumanizing to rehumanizing everybody as a real person that really suffers from, whatever bad things we bring upon each other. So that's the kind of the essence of what I wanted to get to, but yet end in a feeling of hope with the Rainbow Nation in strictly in our vision. Of course, Rainbow Nation, that term was coined by Bishop Desmond Tutu.
Definitely. Sure, listening to you, it just makes you realize, and it hits hard, because you see the actual things all year, what's really going on, and you kind of have to face it and relive, and like I say, dehumanize and get things right. So before we end off our short interview today, I would love to hear more. Where can people follow you, and where can people buy your book?
Yes, so Naledi, N-A-L-E-D-I. Mm-hmm. You can get it at naledi.co.za. I say again, Naledi, and then, of course, under Truth and Conciliation. Mm-hmm. That's the easiest way to get it there.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So your launch was last night, and what was the outcome? All those people was excited. What do they think about your book?
I think they were very excited, actually. A lot of people asked a lot of good questions and felt that it portrayed a very important message. Of course, they haven't read the whole book. Some have, and thought it was an excellent rendition, not only for South African readers, but it was said to be so well explained that even if you're not South African, you would very much understand it, because that's what I'm trying to do with a historical novel: place it accurately historically. So for example, the Soweto riots, and it started in Naledi's school in Soweto at the time. It's all perfectly accurately written, events in the Angola border war. I also write of the Trojan massacre that happened in Cape Town in 1985. And of course, the fictitious characters involved are fictitious, but the actual events were there. And so I think people are quite excited about reading accurate fiction, because I'm of course a teacher, and I love it that people can take a book and learn from that book, not just have a story told to them, but they can learn about our history and a very important point in our history, when we could have descended into the Civil War, but ultimately ended up being a Rainbow Nation. And so the epigram of the book, right at the front of my book, is basically, to err is human and to forgive is divine.
So Professor, if somebody comes up to you now and says, listen, suggest a good book that I can read, what would you suggest?
Truth and Conciliation. and then the next one is my first one. And that's Immorality Act.
Professor, it was so good having you here and just hearing a little bit about your book, your novel. And I'm sure our listeners out there will definitely go out and get the book and read more and learn more and try to make a difference in there. So thank you so much for your time. And madam, thank you also for joining us.
It's a pleasure being here.
It's so good having you. So thank you so much. So that was Professor, and definitely the book Truth and Conciliation is out there at naledi.co.za. Go ahead and try and get that book and just read what's all about. Professor Berenmetz, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.